A thoughtful constitutional address, the president speaks. Political commentary by Nasser Kandil. In a speech delivered by President Joseph Aoun at the Ramadan Iftar hosted by the presidency, a tradition upheld by successive Lebanese presidents and attended by religious leaders, dignitaries from all sects and regions, the Speaker of Parliament, the Prime Minister, and former heads of state, the president articulated his understanding of Lebanon's unique philosophy of coexistence and governance. Despite the eloquent rhetoric woven with literary devices, the speech contained key constitutional principles worth examining. At the heart of his address, the president deliberately emphasized two fundamental constitutional equations. First, that no authority is legitimate if it contradicts the national pact of coexistence. And second, that the president is the symbol of national unity. Within this framework, he defined the role of the presidency, adhering strictly to constitutional obligations while positioning it as a unifying force, one that does not impose itself but rather reflects what brings the Lebanese together or should unite them. For him, unity is both the starting point and the ultimate goal. It is the means and the end, the foundational of national strength and the very purpose of the struggle. It is both the weapon and the cause in war. We fight for unity, and we fight through unity. He underscored that even if we err together, it is better than being divided in our pursuit of what's right. And even in defeat, it is preferable to mourn together than to see some triumph at the expense of others. The president does not ask others to place unity at the forefront as he does. That is his responsibility alone. The Lebanese are free to act and move as they see fit, but they must understand that unless they unite behind a position, they cannot demand that the president take a stance on their behalf, except on matters that are constitutionally binding, such as sovereignty. Sovereignty, as he defined it, means that only the state may bear arms, but it also demands rejecting all forms of occupation and aggression, even if that means fighting for liberation and defense at any cost. Sovereignty also means refusing foreign dictates, which only bring humiliation and subjugation. Until the Lebanese reach a consensus on how to collectively uphold sovereignty in all its dimensions, the president will not align with one faction against another. Instead, he will serve as a mediator, fostering dialogue to forge that unity. This is the essence of his statement. Quote, "Our unity is our greatest and most valuable asset. It's our strength, our shield, our resilience. It is our sharpest weapon, our richest treasure, and our most enduring blessing. Through our unity, we reclaim our rights, liberate our land, and free our captives. Through our unity, we achieve prosperity, social stability, and national independence. Through our unity, we rebuild what has been destroyed." His words were not mere rhetoric when he declared, quote, "The legitimacy of any authority in Lebanon as an entity, a nation, and a state, lies in our togetherness, to live together, to share life together, to pray together, to fast together, to break bread together, to resist together, and to thrive together."